The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Curry and Claypool Show, huh?
You gonna go?
Yeah, I think so.
When?
Okay. Month, something like that.
A month?
I got things to do.
I know, okay.
I got my kids this week, and then I got to get ready to go. I'm going to go out down the beach for the first time in 4 years next week or the week after.
Don't get sunburned.
I'm trying to get a little sun so I look good. Got that trimmed down.
I know, and you got
trying to look like
Josh. You look slick, dude.
Trying to look like
Josh. New shoes.
Trying to look like Josh Claypool. These are.
Oh.
These. By the way.
Okay, here we go. Here's the old man.
So we have we're living older. We're growing taller.
Some of us. Oh, on average.
We're growing taller. And our feet are getting bigger.
Yes, I've heard about that.
I wore 14s from the time I was 14 years old till about 2 years ago. And for some reason, now I'm 15s.
That's just
and I'm
smiling.
I'm not.
Retaining water.
But I'm not. It's weird. It's like my feet actually grew. I know your nose and your ears grow a little longer, but I was like.
That's very interesting because, you know, I was 11 and a half forever, and now I'm a 12. But I'm not getting taller.
And there's no 14 and a half. It just goes from when you get the. To find nice shoes
for anything, it
sucks.
You're
big. Where do the NBA guys get their shoes? They have them all special made?
Yes.
Like if I see a pair of Ons or I see a pair of New Balance or Adidas or whatever and I like the they're all black and gray or that.
Right.
And I'm like, that sucks.
I couldn't even find custom shoes.
I mean, it got to the point where if I found a pair of 14s, I'd buy them. I don't care what they look like. It could have been bowling shoes. I'm buying them. It's like... So I want like bigshoes.com or Big Feet on Amazon.
What about Zappos?
And the shoes suck. They suck.
What about Zappos?
They're like boots. Huh?
Zappos?
I haven't seen Zappos. What's Zappos?
The very, very famous shoe outlet thing.
Someone pull up Zappos. Richard Evans, good morning to you.
Zappos. Yeah, you find some Zappos.
Someone makes them. I'll pay. I know I'm going to pay. And they're all like $169 for a pair of shoes, where everyone else is like $69.
Yeah.
But I need some new shoes.
DSW? Do you look up DSW.com? They got them local stores.
Is that big and tall?
No, it's just a shoe warehouse. Big. Actually, I've been there before, and you're right. All the 15s are like...
There are no 15s.
No, but they're like big and clunky gray.
Oh, they're nasty looking. Yeah, they're orthopedic looking. They look like Frankenstein shoes.
Good until 12.
If you're out there and you wear a pair of 14s or an up,
yep.
Contact me. 542-1848. 542-1848 is my cell phone number. Don't call me right now, though, because I don't have it on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
Birthday is today. Want to mention before I forget, Mark Ingram's going to join us today. Did you hear about Coach Fitz at Northwestern?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that today. I said, I want to ask you as an athletic director. So Coach Fitz was there for, 20-something years? Or he's been a coach for 20-something years, and he has this major issue on his hands. Well, he got fired for it.
Yep.
I don't understand the whole hazing thing. I just don't get
it. Well, you know, it goes into social norms, right?
It does go into social norms.
Right? We've heard Al talk about it.
But, you know, the whole buck stops here.
Yeah.
Where does it go? And he's saying, I knew nothing about it. I can't imagine a coach not knowing his players knew nothing. It's hard to believe. But at what point, why not the athletic director?
Well, we've seen that. I'm trying to think of specific. We've seen athletic directors resigning when there's a big scandal of that sort.
Yeah. And he was a great coach.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying a Hall of Famer, but he's done a lot with Northwestern.
But that's part, right? That's part of the coaching part.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for that, too.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it in corporations. It happens all the time, right? All this other stuff is happening. You're the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
This other stuff's happening. Part of what you're getting paid to do is take on that responsibility. It's it's really interesting because a coach will say, and even if they're speaking the truth, I didn't know that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if, okay, fine, but when you signed up for this, part of what went into your pay was the responsibility and risk to make that not happen. So even if you had nothing to do with it, even if you didn't know, it's on my watch thing.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting thing because we're paying you a lot of money. We're not saying that you're knowingly going to make it happen. But we are saying if it happens, you have to go. Now, that doesn't happen all the time, but I can actually understand that. I'm paying you a lot of money.
The on the watch thing is really interesting because I do think that coaches are a lot less separated from their team and their players now than they were back in the 70s and 80s. I'm not saying that Bear Bryant knew all of his players. I know he didn't. Joe Paterno certainly didn't know. Joe Paterno didn't even go on recruiting trips.
Right.
I mean, he was just a talking mouth. Right. Bobby Bowden, too, to an extent. I mean, if Joe come walking in your house, man, you must have been, you know, a 350-pound offensive lineman five-star, and he wasn't going to let you go. You can't assume that a coach knows everything going on with all 120 kids.
Absolutely. Same
hell, thing. You didn't even see that with Nate Oates and the Brandon Miller situation with the gun thing, and you get 12 or 13.
Yep. But that's it. That's what I'm saying. Same thing in a business, right? Yeah. You can't assume that you know it all of it, but...
But what does that say? Let me ask you this. Yeah. Let's get into this. What does that say about your leadership on your staff? Say it's just a work staff, and you have 12 to 15 employees. And
this is the Ellen DeGeneres story.
Yeah.
It's a similar, but go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I mean, what does that say about your leadership on your staff, particularly when you're successful?
Yeah. So this is, you know, I have this conversation a lot with clients who tend to be...
A few good men, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, it's what happens is when you're at the top and you're in charge of everything, on the one hand, you have all of this power. On the other hand, you are powerless in so many situations because there's too many things happening, if you will, below you, around you. You can't, and I see this a lot with CEOs. You can see this with coaches. They're trying to keep their hand on everything. Yep. But the problem is if you've got 150 people, you just can't. And so your challenge as a leader, whether it's a coach, whether it's an AD, you can ask Mark Ingram about this, is you have to do your absolute best to make sure that the people that you have the closest contact to, either the people who report to you directly or the people that maybe are your peers, that is where there has to be the most amount of trust, A. B, there has to be what I call a feedback loop all the time.
Yep.
And when that goes away, or if it doesn't happen, or you have someone in your sort of top tier that is not doing that, you as the leader are absolutely at risk, and you're responsible for it even if you didn't cause it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got to stop somewhere because...
Well, that's exactly...
Where does it end? Who's
right.
A lot of times we want to point fingers, we want closure on things. Sometimes it's just no one's fault. It just happens because there's too many people doing the wrong thing at the same time.
Absolutely.
I understand that.
But you're still responsible.
Now, what was Northwestern's record last year? That's when I start looking, okay, was he on the way out anyway? Was he about to retire?
Right.
Is there, we're looking for a reason? I don't know. Indiana Jones' birthday today.
God, don't tell me he's 80.
He's 81.
I haven't seen the, I know you did the AI. I haven't
talked
seen
to on Fox.
Did you like it? Did you like the movie? Did it? I'm a huge fan.
I've never seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I've never seen Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, so this was the first one?
This is the first Indiana Jones movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Now, I've seen bits and pieces.
Right,
Saturday
right.
After
yeah,
that,
yeah,
Sketch
yeah.
and 15, and obviously it's great.
I know did you,
gonna, that's
did
gonna,
you,
that's going to blow people away. I've never seen
did it. Did you like it? Henry it was it weird?
No, it was fantastic.
Okay.
It was great. And they did the AI with Harrison Ford not to make him look younger for the role. They did it to take him back to 1944 as Harrison Ford as a youngster.
Oh, okay, good. Then that's
the
good.
The old Harrison Ford's in, he goes, I would have never done that if they were going to make me look younger. And that's like... that's like one of these 3D images of Elvis Presley in Vegas. I'm not going to see that crap because it's not really him. Okay, so that's the only reason they did it.
I gotta see that movie.
I think they would have been better off not even saying that they did it because I think it's confusing people because
that's what I thought. They're making him look young, like he's young now.
Yeah, no,
okay.
And he's 81, and for 81, he's still flying airplanes
and crashing.
Ken Jeong. Can someone tell me what the allure for Ken Jeong is? He was hilarious in the Hangover. I get it. He was hilarious. That movie catapulted him. I know he's a comedian before.
He's
on The Masked Singer. He's doing.
He's a physician, isn't he? Physician? Is this who we're talking about?
No, the comedian, the Oriental dude.
Look it up. I think he was a physician. Trained as a physician.
I don't know. He's doing the commercials for the wet eye or the dry eye or whatever it is. He's not funny. I mean, I've seen some stand-up. He's not funny. Okay. He's funny looking.
Okay.
Anyway.
There you go.
He's 54 today. Cheech.
Is he dead? Cheech is alive still? Dead.
Yeah.
He's pushing Cheech 80? Angel.
He's 77. Some guy named Gil Birmingham, who's an actor. I've never heard of the guy, but his last name is Birmingham, which I think is kind of funny. He's 70. Spud Webb.
Oh, man. He's got to be pushing.
Give you $10 if you nail this.
No, I don't. Let's see if I'm 50. 58?
Hey, 60. You're close.
Okay.
And Roger McGuinn of the Byrds is 81 years of age. Today is International Day of Rock and Roll.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Today is also National Beef Talon Day. Do you know what a beef talon is? It's where you cook, you take the beef fat and you cook the beef fat. I don't know what that means. And today is also World Cup Soccer Day, like who cares?
Women are doing well.
Are they?
Yeah.
I haven't even watched. Is it going on right now?
It's women's. Is it women? I don't know.
You don't even know. I saw yesterday there was a match that was abandoned.
What happened?
You know what abandoned means?
No. What do you mean it was abandoned?
I'm like...
People left?
I've seen nils. Friendlies.
What's an abandoned?
And I see a match like Austria against Leavenworth, and it's like abandoned. I'm like, what does that mean? I look at my son. My son knows everything. He's getting into sports management. I said, what the hell is abandoned? He goes, I don't know. That means that the match was started, but it ended before it finished for some reason. I'm like, could you imagine if Alabama's
what
playing
do you mean
Texas?
It ended.
They just stopped it.
But you don't know why.
Mostly in the world, we say it's postponed.
Right. Abandoned.
But in soccer, it's abandoned. Like, we're just abandoning the game. Like, the game's like, no, please don't come. Please come back. No, we're out of here. We're abandoning you as a child. We're abandoned. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I never heard that.
It's called abandoned, yeah. So it could be lightning strikes, could be
field. That's what I mean.
Could be playing conditions. They start the game, and for whatever reason, they don't finish it. And they just, or it either says postponed or canceled, not abandoned. But in soccer, it's abandoned.
Well, because it's a beautiful game.
Oh, God's sake. Abandoned. What a crock of crap that is, man. All right. We're going to be on Fox 6. We're going to have to leave here in just a few minutes. I do want to talk about what we're going to be talking. I'm starting to think maybe we should mix it back up and go into this.
Which one?
Coach Fitz story. I think that would be better because we're a college football society down here. We're going to talk about what we'll do on Fox 6 coming up here next, and then we'll get into, there's Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon.
Well, watch the women. There you go.
Look at it.
That's why I'm watching.
But, I mean, look at the miles per hour.
I know, 113 miles an hour. Yeah, she's pretty
good. Can you imagine anything?
What's the hardest you hit a pickleball?
It's not 103,
You should have a clock for a pickleball, 17 miles an hour.
I've been nailed by one. It hurts. Thank God it's plastic. I've been nailed in the nether region. Oh, my God.
After you shaved?
Yeah. It stings. It's not like getting obviously on a baseball, but when I played soccer, it's not like a soccer ball. It's like nothing you've ever experienced. It's just because it's plastic.
Yeah.
So it's not
like
heavy.
A wiffle ball?
It is a wiffle ball.
Yeah, but without the holes.
No, it's got the holes.
Oh, it's got holes.
Why do you think the game's so damn hard?
Really?
Because it's and the wind's going, and and so if you get nailed, because the court's this big. It's like the court's this big. So I've gotten nailed in the face. I got nailed in the jugular, but I got nailed down there, and it was the most bizarre because, as a guy, you're waiting. You're waiting for the delay. Right? You're waiting for the delay. Yeah. And you're waiting for the delay. Oh, here it comes. Going over. No. This just stung as if, it felt like I got cut. I was checking for bleeding.
And the delay happens. It gets longer. The latency gets longer and longer as you get older. Have you ever waited for the delay? It never comes. Then you really get worried?
Yes.
Like, did it fall off?
This time
wait a minute. This should have hurt by now, but it's not. It's like Tuesday.
I was checking for bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I was checking. I was like. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the Fox 6 story here in just about 30 seconds.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.